The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, teacher and writer Sarah Ribeiro's prosthetic leg was lost by an airline during a connecting flight. After repeated calls and a huge amount of stress for Sarah to locate it, she was finally informed her bag had been misplaced and would take several days to return to her. She has described the experience and lack of available support as overwhelming. Sarah joins us now. Sarah, thanks indeed for talking to us. Just talk us through what happened. Am I right in saying you don't wear your prosthetic leg on the flight because it's uncomfortable and causes pain, so you have to pack it with luggage and it then became misplaced? Is that correct?
Exactly, yes. So what I do is I have three prosthetic legs on me. So I was wearing one in the flight, but I cannot wear it all the time. And I packed the other two because there's no way I could carry them with my handbag. You know what I mean? They're very heavy and very fragile. So I cannot just hold all my three legs with me all the time. It's rather easier to just pack them. So during the flight, what I do is I take off my prosthesis because I cannot move properly if I have them on. It's like wearing a long, like a very high heel shoe.
Sure.
Imagine you're wearing a shoe with a very high, like really high heel, because it is kind of 90 centimeters long, the height of my prosthesis, and I cannot sleep with that. So I take it out. The thing is, the one that I had on me was a running prosthetic leg. It's a really heavy one, and it's not appropriate for wearing all the time. So this was the concerning point. I could not go to work and walk properly with this leg because it hurts me after 24 hours wearing the same one. People are not aware of it. Like, we don't talk about amputees and how they deal with life, but we have our own way to deal with the situations, and my way is to have different prostheses all the time.
Okay.
Avoid blisters. Yeah.
So you put the two legs through when you checked in. You were flying from Brazil to Dublin, yeah, via London, and it was due to all go straight to Dublin, and then you arrived in Dublin and there was no sign of your bag.
Exactly. And when I checked in, I told the man on the desk that I had two prostheses inside my bag. And, you know, the maximum weight was 23 kilos, but my bag had 25 kilos, and each of my legs, they weigh around 3 to 4 kilos each. So I tried to explain to him what was happening, and I tried to ask him if I could have like 1 kilo more because of my medical devices. But he was completely unprepared, and he didn't know how to answer. He just gave me the standard response. He was like, no, I'm sorry, you have to take out some of your clothes from the bag and we'll do what we can. So it was stressful since the beginning, you know, and he didn't put any tag saying it had a fragile content. So what happened was, when I arrived in Dublin, my bag was missing. I filled in a form, and the staff in there told me, well, you're going to get your leg in 24 hours. You're going to get your bag with your legs on it in 24 hours. And I said, great. So I went home and I waited and nothing happened. It was very frustrating. So they gave me a number which you can use to track your bag. And after 2 days of my bag missing, they sent an information saying that my bag was in Madrid. But then more 2 days passed and nothing arrived. So I called the company. I called British Airways because I came with LATAM, and the connection was with British Airways from London to Dublin. And they have only one phone number that can deal with it, with this type of situation, you know. And if you call it once, it won't work. You have to call it more than 3 times until they get it. And once I could speak to an agent, I explained to him exactly what was happening. And he told me that actually my bag was not in Madrid. It was still in São Paulo, and the information was wrong.
Oh, God.
And it just kept me thinking, like, how long will I be waiting for, like, until I get my prosthesis? And I kept telling every single person that I was a disabled person that was an urgent case, you know, was an emergency.
Yeah,
it was not just
course.
A normal bag. But they just kept giving me, like, standard answers. And I called LATAM, I called Booking.com, I called all the companies involved in this, and nobody could give me a right answer.
So when did the bag with your prosthetic legs, when did it finally arrive? How long were you without those vital?
My bag arrived on Friday afternoon, but it had no wheels. It was completely scratched. And I even had like a cover, a fabric cover that my mom gave me in Brazil. I was in there for a month for holidays. And the cover is missing. Like nobody sent me anything about my cover or about my wheels. Just like, there you are. That's your bag.
Oh, God. So am I right in saying 5 days you had to manage? I mean, like if... You know, if I was to lose my bag, it would be an inconvenience if I had to do without it for 5 days. For you, it is literally life altering. How did you manage during those 5 days?
You do what you have to do. Like I kept going to work, but still I was avoiding walking that much. Like I had to go. I was taking buses, or I had to pass some cream on my leg because I had blisters already. And I have pictures. I have everything documented because it's very lonely, you know, this type of situation.
Yeah.
And I even contacted the lawyers and I tried to see if the law could help me in this case, but apparently there is no law.
Okay, so
there's no law protecting disabled people from this type of situation,
which is really unfair. So, look, what would you like to see happening going forward? I mean, obviously, this situation is. It's really unfair. It should not happen. What would you like to see change?
I feel like we should, as a disabled community, like would be really good for us to have more accessibility, not only for wheelchairs but also for amputees. Like I don't feel like I'm covered. You know, when I tell people I'm disabled, my disability is almost invisible because I'm always wearing trousers.
Mm.
So people keep thinking that I'm a normal, non-disabled person, you know, like, oh, you're overthinking, you're overreacting, you look fine, you're young, you're great. But it's not like that. So what I miss the most is people actually, some kind of empathy from companies.
Empathy, absolutely. I mean, are you entitled to any compensation for what you went through?
I started a claim with British Airways. But the thing is, they sent me an email saying they could only give me compensation for the things that I lost or I missed. Like if I had to buy clothes or personal hygiene items. And then I was trying to explain to them that actually it was such a psychological horror to live without two of my prostheses. And that I wanted to have it like kind of a compensation, like an emotional compensation for that.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the response because now I have to give another claim in relation to my bag. I believe they're going to cover that, but they hadn't responded yet.
Well, I think you absolutely should get some form of a compensation. And it would be nice if the airline was to recognize the, I mean, no. Obviously, nobody did it deliberately or anything, but it would be nice if they recognised the huge traumatic inconvenience that you had to go through.
I feel like the worst part was trying to explain to people on the phone, and they were just giving me standard answers. They didn't even try to put me through someone else that could understand what was going on. They could never look, this is a different case. She's a disabled person. Or maybe I could have something on my bag saying that it contained my prosthesis, you know, like I tried in Brazil and it worked at some point. Like with Ryanair, I have to fill a form before I fly. So I fill a form saying exactly what I'm bringing and I describe my prosthetic legs, and they know that I have my prosthetic legs with me.
Interesting. So, okay, that sounds like a minimum.
Bit better, yeah.
That sounds like something all airlines should do. Look, thank you so much for talking to us, teacher and writer Sarah Ribeiro there. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.